Welcome in! Latest episode of That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, back from a weekend. Well, not a weekend, but a day or two off. Cousin Shane, everybody's favorite cousin. How's it going, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, we are having fun over here. I got a great show topic, Shane. I'm just going to throw it at you here. This is what I love to do it. And, man, they're already trashing Alabama. Well, Alabama and Georgia already fired up in the comments. So, man, I think football is in the air on this show. It's always in the damn air. You know what?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I've been playing the college football 25. It's getting me a little fired back up too, you know. It's like I didn't want to mess with it so much during the football season, but now the dust has settled. I'm like, let's fire it up, man, and running through the tee and, you know, whooping the ass of Georgia Bulldogs on the video game. You know, it feels good. It feels good, Mike. So I'm ready for some college football action, that's for sure. And I know it's talking season, and we see a lot of this with Sankey down there in New Orleans and stuff like that. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of moving and shaking, and I feel like this upcoming season, man, it could be pretty damn special.
Right. So, hey, little heads up. I think, Jay, we try to do the best job we can on this show.
Yeah.
I think people could tell it's duct taped together. It's just two cousins trying to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I went down all three. I was marveling at how many cameras and editors and camera people and light people and all. I was like, good Lord, it's just me and Shane back here doing this thing. So, I think we need to do a better job of letting the cousins know things are coming.
Yeah.
That way they can get excited about it. They can get tuned in. And Shane is going to try something new. Like he just said, he's already done it. I've already seen it. It's fantastic. He's done a debut. It's kind of like a Big Cuz Does video game. So he's going to be playing a game. We're going to upload that on the channel. So please check it out and really give us feedback. You know, we're trying to figure out, you know, is this stuff you want to see? I think you're absolutely going to love it when you see it. I think Shane is ready to deep dive into this thing. So check it out. Give us some feedback. Maybe, who knows, maybe in the near future, you'll be able to play Shane live if you're willing to do it. And maybe it'll be on the channel. You know what?
Yeah. I mean, we're always looking for something else to get into, and, hell, I'm already doing it. You know, my kids don't want to watch me play. My wife don't want to watch me play. So I figured maybe I find a few cousins out there that want to watch me play. But we've got a few things working on the background, and just always. And a lot of this is advice or questions or something that one of them have asked. You know, I've talked to many, and they said, "Hey, man, you want a game?" I've got DMs where my DMs are not like what you think. My DMs are like, "Hey, what's your PS5 tag?" You know, it's like, that's mine. So, I'm looking forward to it. And it's hopefully you enjoy it. If you don't, then I'm still going to do it. Just not going to video it.
All right. So I just wanted to get that out there. Get some sizzle going, you know, get some hype going for Big Cuz Does.
Which is more likely, Big Cuz walking or Big Cuz playing video games? I mean, if we're thinking longevity of a franchise, I think maybe the video game's probably the best route.
Maybe that's what you got to do, 100 games before, 100-day countdown.
Oh, yeah, that's really good, Mike. I like it. Tennessee versus all I could do it against all Division I teams. That'd be awesome.
Right. All right, but here's enough of that, Shane. Let's get into the meat of it. Here's the show topic. And, you know, it sounds like we're in the red zone, Shane. We may finally get this 9-game SEC schedule that we have been kind of craving. I mean, hell, we've been talking about this for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
since we've launched this damn show. We've been talking about a 9-game SEC schedule. I think it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm almost assured it's going to happen. Now, that brings up the point. How are they going to do it, Shade? And I think, again, none of this is finalized, but I'm pretty sure everything I'm hearing, I've been talking to people, I think they're going to do the proposed 3 permanent rivals.
Yeah.
And then rotate the other 6. That way, the whole reason for doing that is you can play the entire conference in 2 years.
Yep.
So on this episode, we're going to pick the three permanents for each and every SEC team in a 9-game conference. Like, because I think things have changed, Shane.
Yeah.
Now we've got a taste for Oklahoma. Now we got a taste for Texas. Mm-hmm. We've got some rivalries brewing that are unexpected. Maybe we've got some old rivalries that have kind of lost some of their luster. So how's that sound? We go team by team and predict who will be the three permanent opponents for each SEC team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it, Mike. Let's do it.
Hey, they're already calling for T-Bob. I've been trying to tell you, Shay, get T-Bob on the sticks there.
Is that his burner right there?
Oh, buddy. And hey, JR, I missed it. JR just gifted 5.
Hell yeah,
cuz. Memberships. I got to see who they are. I can never see any more on the screen. But thank you. Thank you, JR. Thank you, JR. What a legend. Absolutely. What a legend. He shows up more than we do, Shane.
God, I need an award to put right here on, maybe over here by this bourbon. I can put a JR award.
Hey, I don't want to, I never want to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
But maybe if JR is willing, maybe he'll be your first cousin that you play on the video game.
Yeah, come on, cuz. That or we'll go grab a bite to eat somewhere, just a reminder, we will be in Nashville on the 13th and 14th, I think, and the 15th. So hopefully we can run into you. I think we're going to drink some cold beer during that stay. Obviously, we've got some good college basketball coming up. But Mike's got some what do they call it there? Hot chicken.
Nashville hot chicken.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see some of the cousins out that way. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, so we got 5 new official cousins. Thanks to JR, Shane. And one of these is going to make you laugh. Aggie Man, welcome to. Well, let's do it at the end.
Yeah.
Aggie Man, thanks to JR. You got a membership. Charlie Taylor, you are now an official cousin. Gary. Bradley Rose, and this is going to make you laugh, Shane. Michael Bratton, I'm a member of the channel, finally. Thanks to Cousin JR, welcome to the family. Man, what a guy, JR. What a guy.
He's more family than you are now that you're roped in here.
But hey, real quick, before we get to that, Shane's not even seen this. I thought this was hilarious. Let's kick it over. I don't even know when this was recorded. I think it was just recently, though.
Yeah.
Kirby Smart was down at one of these coaching clinic type deals, and he had some interesting choice words for old Johnny Manziel.
What do these guys have in common? Speak up. Heisman. It's a good answer. That's actually true. They're definitely quarterbacks. That's the most elementary thing. Heisman, quarterbacks, champions. He ain't champion. Champion of what? Champion of fireball. All right. I'm gonna go here for you. There's Heisman, right? They all had great days versus our defenses. Okay, they both went off.
So that kind of went viral. And again, if you're just listening back, apologies. I probably should have set that up better. Kirby had photos of Bryce Young, Joe Burrow, Cam Newton, and Johnny Manziel. And he was Johnny Manziel. I don't know why Johnny got singled out when Bryce Young didn't win shit either. You know what I mean? But there we go. Johnny Manziel, champion of fireball, according to old Kirby Smart. What's your thoughts on that?
Boy, he landed a stray there, didn't he? like, what's Johnny got to do? I mean, he did make SEC football very relevant for Texas A&M fans. Yeah. He made it exciting. He was a brand. He was something that can't be really mimicked moving forward. I would imagine we're going to have some electric quarterbacks in the future of the SEC, but yeah, he didn't win any championships, but by God, he sold a lot of uniforms. He sold a lot of jerseys, a lot of autographs, you know? I mean, yeah. Hell, he practically built College Station.
I was about to say, he deserves his name on that stadium for the renovations they did. But my thing is, I've seen some A&M fans, not all of them, but I've seen some really mad at old Kirby for these, but I love it, Shane. I mean, we don't want these guys to be robotic. And this is why I like to give Kirby hell in the press conferences, because he is robotic. Yeah. And you get clips like this, and you say, well, hell, he seems like a hell of a fun time. You know what I mean? So they hide their personality. When we actually get a glimpse of it, I ain't going to tear him down. I love that. I just Be more like that. We seen it after they beat Texas. They tried to steal this damn game from us. We saw it when they won the SEC championship. He says, to hell with you, Greg Sankey. Well, we didn't say that. We love Greg. Greg Sankey's the man. But yeah. Kirby said something different. So I love fiery Kirby. How about you?
I love fiery Kirby. I love fiery coaches. I love authentic coaches. And I'm right there with you, Mike. I want to hear how you really feel about something. If you don't like something, like Kirby was not excited about the road schedule or just the schedule in general last year, he said it. Now, obviously, it didn't go well with Sankey. You know, Sankey didn't come out and say anything, but you would imagine the conversations they're having behind the doors here. But this is what I like to hear. That's why we like some of these emotional, fiery coaches like Drink and Shane Beamer and these guys. They have a very thin filter. And seeing Kirby, sometimes he lets one slip a little bit, and I absolutely love it, man.
Yeah. All right. So hey, let's get into it. We're gonna hit on all 16 teams right here, Shane.
All right, Dad, you already got a list. Or are we making this list as we go?
Oh wait, one other thing I wanted to hit on. Mm-hmm. I think we don't have to talk about this, but I just thought I've been laughing about it all day, Shane. So Shane and I, just a little peeking behind the curtain. We've been playing this Red Dead Redemption. I think that's why Shane is so into the video games now. I've got him hooked back on.
Well, back on playing, the horse, man.
Yeah, we've been playing online, and you can chat up and play the game. And he was trying to be sneaky. Can you share the story if you want and give a rating to your Sonic from last night?
Oh yeah, so Sonic, huge, so. They're thinking they're going to get Red Dead. I'm just eating Sonic ice cream, you know? And
he was trying to be sneaky. And
yeah. What did I do? I don't know. I just had some ice cream. I didn't know I was.
I just remember you whispering, "Did you get it? Did you get it?" And then I hear you taking bites, and I'm like, what's going on?
I kept trying to eat my mic, you know? And then you'd be like, you'd be on some mission. You'd be like, why has Shane not moved in 3 minutes? Yeah, because I had a Sonic Blast, which, by the way, not a sponsor of the show. I mean, maybe I'll change my perspective here. But out of all the ice cream, you know, that type stores, you know what I'm saying, that you can actually drive in or drive through type deal,
right?
Sonic has to be the worst. Absolute worst. Maybe it's my Sonic because they know they're the only cat in town, because I got two other restaurants to choose from, and they're both McDonald's at two different exits. You know, it's like they know they got me. They got me. You know, I'm already subscribed, if you will, Mike.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm asking for extra stuff, and it just doesn't come in. So yes, this time they kind of redeemed themselves a little bit. I've got some sort of turtle track, whatever, you know, and got a little extra stuff in. Yeah, and there's some whispering going on. I got the order in, and I'm trying to eat it, but unfortunately, because there was so much stuff, I was having to park my horse, and Mike caught me.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to land a Sonic sponsorship, but there goes that. You know what?
No, they redeemed themselves, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think ever since they got involved with the SEC, they finally figured out they got the ice cream situation settled. So,
okay. Well, speaking of ice cream, I don't know how to transition. I was going to say soft as hell. Let's start with Auburn. Yeah. Not that they're soft, but I think old Hugh is. I'm trying to mix it up. Try not to go in alphabetical every time. People get mad about it.
But start with an A. I like it.
Well, three down, but not one down, right? So
yeah.
Who's the permanent rivals? Got to be. And I start in here because it's kind of an easy one.
Yeah.
You got to go Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iron you got to go Georgia.
Yeah,
I think that's why we're going to nine games, so we could keep some of these great, great games. Well, what should that third one be? Because that's again, are we going to load them up? When I think of Auburn, one of my favorite games in the entire SEC that it goes under the radar, aside from those two great fans, and I missed it last year. We're going to miss it this year, unfortunately. I'd love to see Auburn and LSU play annually, but again, I don't know. We'll get to LSU. Theirs is pretty daunting. But if you're Auburn, do you want to sign up for Bama, Georgia, and LSU?
No, I don't know. No, they were trying to get rid of the home game situation a few years ago, you know. So, no, I don't think Auburn's signing up. They'd love to have I won't say Vanderbilt because they smoked you. No, they beat you this year. But I would imagine they would like a less than opponent, like historically, if right. you will.
So a popular one is Vanderbilt. Do you think that's fair? I think
Vanderbilt's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Because again, Alabama, Georgia, and who knows? I think Georgia's going to be elite as long as Kirby's there. I think Alabama's always going to be maybe not elite, not without Nick Saban, but very close. So again, we're talking two of the top four programs potentially in the conference is two of your permanents. So I think it's fair to give Auburn. But what happens if, you know, you're always talking about what a sleeping giant on Vanderbilt. What if Vanderbilt becomes a damn sleeping giant? Then all of a sudden we gave Auburn three juggernauts here.
It could happen, man. I think, you know, teams, they rise and fall, and there is definitely an opportunity, but there's also an opportunity that Auburn kind of reaches back to the top of the mountain and they're not afraid of anybody. So I do love the Auburn LSU games. I think some of the best football games I've ever seen in my life were those two teams. And I would like nothing more than to continue that. But historically, having an LSU, an Alabama, and a Georgia, good luck getting a coach after Hugh Freeze. You know what I'm saying? So I think mixing it up, giving them a Vandy would make sense here.
Hey, shout out, man, what a comment this was, Shane. I've been sitting on it. Someone said, man, now I can't find it. Someone said, Sonic Free. Yeah, shout out Cousin Tony. Sonic Free. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, hey, and shout out Horton Hears You. He just gifted a membership to Sleepy Earthlings. Welcome to
the family.
Thanks to Horton Hears You. What a guy. What a guy, Horton. We appreciate you, brother. But all right, so we got Auburn down. Horton Hears You. Where should we go next? Eddie, how about you? You pick, Shane. You just want to throw one? I got the whole chart here.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go Mississippi State. They don't get enough. We don't get to talk about them much. So obviously Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's a keeper. You got to keep the Egg Bowl alive and well. So where we go on the other two? There's a lot of good options.
I'm thinking, man, and they're not going to like this, but we're constantly reminded how close these two universities are when they play. Do you already see this? Is maybe we shouldn't do this because you've got a list.
Yeah, I don't think it can be Alabama. I really don't.
Well,
because Alabama's already kind of loaded up.
Well, I know. But similar to Auburn, wouldn't you want to slide in a Mississippi State there? And I don't know. Maybe we should go off your list because I can hear off.
Retired. He didn't want to face a gauntlet here, but I'm gonna gauntlet out. Because
I was thinking Bama, and we'll get to Bama, but you know Tennessee, Auburn, and then maybe a Mississippi State here, since they are not that. I mean, they're really not a lot of distance between these two universities. So, okay, well then I'll kind of pivot. I guess LSU is going to be a Mississippi State, and who would you have the third one?
See, this is another tough one. I mean, in Arkansas, possibly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think people realize A&M. I believe Mississippi State. Let me double check it. I know for the longest time, Mississippi State's got a winning record, I believe, against Texas A&M. So that is a much better series than people realize. I'm looking. Oh, it's tied now. It's 9-9. So I might go A&M. How about A&M for Mississippi State?
Okay, I'd sign up for that. A lot of maroon, but you know, I could definitely get behind
the maroon bowl. Come on,
yeah, we can do something with. We can work with that. We can make a trophy out of that. So. Yeah, give me the maroon bowl there. I think I like that.
Let's go. Okay. How about I think you're gonna love this one, Shane.
I'll be the judge of that.
Tennessee.
Vanderbilt, Kentucky, South Carolina. Done.
No, you gotta put Alabama in there.
No, I know. I was setting Alabama, it up.
Vanderbilt for sure. I think just because it's in state.
Yeah.
Funny how everybody wants Vanderbilt, but I think Tennessee, you have to give them those two. And then I think the third option is the wild card. You could go many different directions. I lean Kentucky.
Yes.
But I don't know. Again, we just for a team like Auburn, we said, well, we can't give them it too hard of a gauntlet. You don't want to get it too easy either for Tennessee. So, you know, how hard would you fight for Kentucky? Should it be someone else?
No, I think that's who it should be. But Alabama, just because it makes more sense for Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky's sitting up there. You want something, I would imagine.
I think we can find some rivalries for Kentucky.
I mean, Tennessee and Kentucky absolutely hate each other in every single sport under the sun. So there's no doubt in my mind that we could continue this rivalry. And Kentucky, yeah, they may not be coming in 25 with aspirations of making a playoff game, but they can, not too long ago, get to 10 wins, 11 wins, and Tennessee can fall down to 8-7 wins. I mean, we've seen it. There's been a lot of very competitive football games between these two. Do not let all this Kentucky bourbon fool you, Mike. It's a good football game, all right? But I'm kind of with you. And, you know, one of the games that really, I don't know, that really has kind of fired up for me in the last, let's say, 7 years, is South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I think that one is another one that is just absolute fun to win, and it's heartbreaking to lose. So I could get behind either Kentucky or South Carolina here.
I think there's two I'd rather see than Kentucky, though.
And South rather Carolina, see. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but much better. But to make this whole thing, because we're trying to make it fair, too.
Yeah.
I would rather see Georgia, Tennessee, Georgia, or probably even higher, I'd rather see Florida.
Mm.
I'd rather see Tennessee, Florida every year than Tennessee, Kentucky.
I'll take Florida. Like if you're picking out of that list, I just, for me, Florida makes more sense.
Yeah.
So I would go Florida, Vanderbilt, and
Alabama.
Yeah. If I had to pick that, but still, it would be tough for me to just mark off Kentucky because they're not good right now. So, but I see.
How many people are signing up for that though? I mean, hell, they took away our Bay
Barrel. Every damn single Tennessee fan is signing up for that. But
no, I mean, are you?
I know. I mean, for viewership, are you buying?
Would you rather? Let's. Here we go, Shane. I'm going to hand you tickets to a game. I guess it would have to be next season when it's a home game. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a Kentucky ticket or I'll take a Florida ticket. Take one. Yeah. Which one are you taking?
Well, of course, Florida.
Right. So yeah. I don't know. I think when the SEC started to become a dominant force, when they started to become really popular, it was built large. I know this was forever ago, but it was built a lot by Tennessee, Florida playing every year.
My concern with this, because playing this game, Mike, we go to the other one. So now I'm thinking about Florida's schedule. And I'm saying, okay, we're going to have Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We could have LSU. I'm not sure where you're going to go with that, but we could. And if that were the case, you can't have Tennessee. It's not. I wouldn't think it would be fair for Florida to have both all three, Tennessee, LSU, and Georgia in that scenario. So
right. Well, Florida hates playing LSU for some reason.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's a hell of a rivalry.
Wonderful rivalry, but I agree with you.
So I'm mixing it up. I'm gonna scratch out LSU.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give them South Carolina.
Well, that's a fun one. Spurrier Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think a Florida fan would sign up for that. Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina.
Yeah. Okay. I could get behind that one. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think Florida fans would get behind it. You know what I'm saying? I think when you ask a Florida fan, a diehard Gator fan, they're not worried about Tennessee. They're not worried about South Carolina. And Georgia's kind of had their number, but they remember when that rivalry used to be close. So I think they'd be behind that.
Yeah, Cousin Ken, he'd like to see return. See, Auburn, Florida used to be a hell of a rivalry.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think we're going to get it. Mm-hmm. Because then you're going to have Auburn playing Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair to Auburn.
Tennessee Auburn used to be a good one. You can't do that one. So,
but that's the beauty of this nine game. They'll still play every other year, so it could be somewhat of a continuation of that rivalry. And I think everybody's a damn winner in this thing.
Well, and once you put a team on the schedule and you play that team every year forever, well, until they change it again, this one I think you're going to create rivalries. I mean, you could take. Literally, you could take Oklahoma and South Carolina. You don't think of that as a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
By God, you play them every year, it becomes one. You know what I'm saying? So I just think along the lines of fandom, I do like that you don't have to drive as far. I'd like to keep it kind of close to the east or close to the southeast if it's a particular teams. But I do see where you're coming from with this list so far. So far, I'm excited. I'll take any of these lists.
All right, how about let's go Georgia. So obviously Florida, and we've already said Auburn.
Yeah,
I think we got to keep at. So who would be the third one?
South Carolina.
For Georgia, you think South Carolina? Yeah.
You know, it's I don't think it's been particularly close here lately, but you know, it is a fun football game, and
right,
a lot of crazy shit has happened in that matchup. So this is a team that they're, you know, used to playing when they're both in the East and stuff. And I think of some of the best football games I ever watched was between South Carolina and Georgia. But more for me, Mike, it's South Carolina. You know, I want to limit who they got to choose from here. So I was thinking Tennessee, Georgia, maybe Kentucky, but I could see Florida. What did we decide? Florida, Georgia, and who else is South Carolina? Let's just go to them for a second.
Now we
get Kentucky, right? It's Kentucky, right?
Could be Kentucky. That's mm-hmm. been a fun little series. Could be. You might laugh at this, Shade, but how about the Battle of Missouris?
I love Columbia Battle. You know, they, of course, they really do have a trophy for this thing. Is it Governor's Cup or something?
something
stupid, but yeah, they missed the boat. You got two Columbias going at each other, but.
Can we do that, you think? I think South Carolina fans will be thrilled with Florida, Georgia, Missouri.
I'd love it. I think it's one of the best football games to watch. We're going to pick our favorites, you know, probably later in this season, but
Todd says no Mizzou.
Mizzou.
Maybe that's a bad one. But you know, I'm trying to rack my brain here. Again, do fans really get fired up more for South Carolina, Kentucky? I would think not.
I mean, they got pretty fired up. We got the glasses, you remember, and
yeah.
There was a little chirpiness to that matchup. I think South Carolina takes everything personal. You know, I feel like they're a personal university right now, and that's all right because I'm a Tennessee fan and we do too. But I just feel like that Kentucky matchup was personal. I think the Mizzou matchup is personal, and maybe not historically a rivalry, but you know, small sample size. It's been pretty damn fun watching these two teams play.
Haywood says South Carolina Mizzou battle for the corniest coach.
Well, you know, and that's funny that these are two coaches that kind of come back like in these would you rather have type situations. So,
right.
At this moment, give me so with South Carolina, I would love to have Kentucky, Mizzou, and Florida. Wait shit.
You said Tennessee. Georgia too. Now you're saying Tennessee.
They play everybody. That's right.
I think Florida, Georgia, Missouri is it for South Carolina.
Florida, Georgia, and Missouri. So just dump Kentucky.
Battle of Columbias.
I'm in just because I love the game. The Florida one, it's not as big as it used to be, but it can be. You can ramp it up real quick. All it takes is a couple upsets. So, what do you think about Kentucky then?
Okay, let's do Kentucky.
I just keep moving you because now I'm trying to. Now we're getting into phase three here, and I'm trying to figure out everything. So yeah. Kentucky's not South Carolina, not mm-hmm. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to give them Vanderbilt, right?
Perhaps.
Definitely Florida, right? Is Florida Kentucky on here?
Nope.
Or is Florida already some? Damn, who you got for Kentucky then? Ole Miss? Because they had one good game.
You know, for years and years, they've played Mississippi State, but we've kind of already handed, you know, that may be, should we do Mississippi State, Kentucky instead of Mississippi State, Texas A&M? I like the Maroon Bowl.
I like the Maroon Bowl. I think because you're going to see Texas A&M a lot. Yeah, I mean, but I do like proximity. I like Kentucky.
Let's give Kentucky Vanderbilt.
Well, yeah, there's one.
Mm-hmm. Ole Miss? Or no?
I just don't feel. I mean, there's been some good games. You know, you think about the celebrating before you got to the end zone, the fun. I mean, there was some early Lane Kiffin years that was actually very cool. And then you, on top of that, you got the big upset, which honestly kept them out of the playoffs this year. So yeah, give me Kentucky Ole Miss. I could do that one. I can do that one. So we got Ole Miss, got Vanderbilt, and then who's your third? I'm struggling with them because I want to give them Tennessee or South Carolina or Florida because, again, I think about how great some of those games were, but they're kind of off the board here. So this is – they're getting left behind. They can't even do the threes right. We're already leaving them.
Let's leave that final one blank, and let's stew on it as we go around the SEC. How about that?
That's good. Let's
shelf it. How about I think we may have figured this out by process of elimination. Well, not quite. But how about Missouri? We were talking about them a minute ago.
Yeah. Arkansas, without a doubt. I know Arkansas doesn't want to make this a robbery, but
I think it's become one. I don't care what anybody says. You know what?
It is. Give me Mizzou, Arkansas, because here, I mean, how many times we get somebody on like, we shouldn't lose Arkansas, but we do. We shouldn't lose Mizzou, but we do. So I think Mizzou, Arkansas, Mizzou, South Carolina.
And Mizzou, Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Give me that.
I think that's great. I mean,
first three weeks of the year, I want to watch all three of those.
So how about for Oklahoma? And again, Oklahoma, I don't think they're going to be – thrilled with having to play Missouri.
Yeah.
Because they look down on Missouri. They just lost to Missouri. I get it. They've owned Missouri historically. But we're also looking at it that this has obviously been a tough transition for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing from Oklahoma fans, and they're saying, my God, did we make a mistake? They realize the future of their program is as solid as it'll ever be because they're in the SEC now. But yeah. Aside from that, they're saying competitively, can we compete in this conference? Can we compete in an NIL era? So you take all that into consideration, and then you say, well, we're going to give you an annual program that you look down on. I think you got to sign up for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because if you're an Oklahoma fan, you say, well, 9 times out of 10, we're going to beat Missouri.
Well, that's kind
of... I'm not saying that's accurate, but I'm saying that's the belief they have.
Well, that's kind of how they set up the schedule to begin with the last 2 years. You know, they looked historically, what have you been able to produce? And they tried to make it as fair as possible. But you look at these schedules, you're like, why are they so lopsided? Because there was tears to this thing. And, I think you make perfect sense.
So, and then obviously Texas, we can't touch that game.
Yeah.
But the third one could go a lot of, you know, this is one where when this initially people started trying to put these pieces together, I hated this.
Florida is the one that.
Yeah. I can't do that. Florida and Oklahoma have literally nothing in common aside that they played a couple times and now they're in the conference together. So I think it makes all the sense in the world and we still have a spot for them. They're very close located. How about Arkansas?
Oh, Arkansas. Let's see. So I'm trying to process elimination here.
I believe that is the closest distance between Arkansas and any other SEC school now.
Man, I don't know, brother. I would love to see maybe an Ole Miss, Oklahoma kind of go back and back. So Oklahoma's got so they'll have Mizzou and they'll have Texas. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this. Can we shelf this one for a minute?
Yeah, we'll come back to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But so here's the thing for Ole Miss. We've already got the Egg Bowl.
Right. You gave them Kentucky.
We gave them Kentucky. And I would like to keep the LSU game. I think that's a hell of a series right there.
But, can we go up to Arkansas for a second then? If that's the case, I love Arkansas LSU. I think that's a game. Maybe the Arkansas Texas, and then Arkansas Mizzou is what I was thinking. But is that too much for Arkansas? Or if you give them Oklahoma in that scenario, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I just think
you gotta pick one. What? Yeah. Would you rather have LSU? Or would you rather have Texas for Arkansas? I think Texas makes more sense.
Texas makes more sense because I'm old.
But it's not the boot either.
I know. Why can't we do Texas?
Missouri, LSU? Texas?
Yeah, Missouri, LSU. What's LSU got? LSU's got...
LSU.
You gave them Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You gave them... Let's say we give them Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing Florida now.
I was going to give them Bama.
Shit. Oh, you're going to Nick Saban them, huh? Yeah.
I think LSU would sign up for that. I know Nick Saban didn't, but I would.
After 24, I guess. But here's the thing, and maybe this is – people look at this game a little bit different, but this is always just a marquee game. This is always the CBS. You knew it 3 years from now where Gary Danielson was going to be, you know, commentating. And it's going to be that LSU-Alabama matchup. I get it. I get why you want to put that there. But as LSU, again, I think about maybe not fabricated rivalries, but like true rivalries. LSU-Arkansas, LSU-Ole Miss, those have always been rivalries.
So you don't like LSU-Alabama? You think it's too recent of a rivalry? It's just a Nick Saban engineered thing. Historically, it's not been that competitive of a ball game, I don't think.
Well, in the game of fairness too, I mean, you got Auburn and Tennessee on the Alabama schedule too, so that's why I was kind of leaning toward a Mississippi State in that scenario, just to kind of water it down a little bit.
Nick Saban pay you?
Not enough. Not a damn enough. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, shout out Jackson Sparks. I missed it. He became a member of the channel. Jackson, welcome
to the family.
Man, yeah. See, we're getting stuck now. We're getting stuck here. How about I'm seeing some people for Arkansas saying A&M too. That's been extremely one-sided. I'm surprised any Arkansas fan wants to keep that going, but there is.
Well, it's not fair that it's not really been. I mean, it's been a Texas game, you know?
Right.
So.
Man, Arkansas people. So we're torn on Arkansas. We're torn on LSU. Yeah, so who's your third for LSU then?
Well, so you just mentioned, I think Texas A&M is pretty damn fun. I think that was always a good matchup. I do think Texas and LSU could be a thing. It was, I mean, we had those 2 years back to back. Really good football games. I think that could be something, you know, because you're not just doing it now. You're not just – that's why LSU-Alabama, it has been really good the last 10, 15 years because we've had it, but maybe even longer. I don't know how long East and West has been around. But I do think that you can create something like that with a Texas as well, because Texas, I like Arkansas. I like Oklahoma.
And they got to play A&M.
Yeah. So they're done. So they're off. I'm not even. Okay. Let's give them Texas A&M. LSU, Texas A&M.
LSU, Texas A&M.
Yeah. LSU gets Texas A&M. They get Arkansas and they get Ole Miss.
Wait, for A&M?
No, I'm sorry. No, for LSU.
Okay.
Who's on first? What's on second? So LSU, in my opinion, should play Ole Miss, Arkansas,
and A&M. Okay. Buddy, Brian Kelly done paid you off, huh?
Oh, man. I don't know. Those are some good games. And I mean, the problem with LSU, a team like LSU, is they're always fun. They're always exciting, and these scenarios, these games that we've come accustomed to watching, especially when, you know, they were just the West, they were always fighting for the top of the West. It's like we want to see them more and more, but you got to remember, even though you may not have the Bama, you will next year. You know what I'm saying? You may not have Bama this year, but you'll have them next year. We're still going to get Bama LSU. But I don't necessarily think we need to have it every single season.
Okay. So that means for Arkansas, we're playing Missouri, we're playing LSU.
Yeah.
We got to make a decision, Texas or Texas A&M. And
I want Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
that makes more sense to me historically.
Yeah. I just think Texas is probably one of the schools that's got it pretty much summed up already. We know we're giving them Oklahoma. We know we're giving them A&M, and we're kicking off an historical rivalry between Arkansas and I believe they're settled with that one, in my opinion.
So that means then for A&M, we're giving them Texas, of course.
Yeah.
We're giving them LSU, you said you wanted to keep. And then we've already said we're going to do the Maroon Bowl, so they got Mississippi State.
Yes, I think they would sign up for that. I think fans would sign up for that. Because Mississippi State sucks now, sucked last year, but they're not going to suck forever. They'll be back, and Mississippi State, that could be a freaking awesome, awesome matchup between those two teams annually.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're running out of teams here. Alabama.
Yeah.
We got Auburn. Mm-hmm. We got Tennessee. And who will be the third? Here are your options. We could go Kentucky. Oklahoma could be a good one. I don't think they'd want that, but Oklahoma possibly, and Vanderbilt maybe, but I think we're gonna give Auburn to Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
which means Vanderbilt is full then, because they got Tennessee and they got Kentucky, so Vanderbilt is not an option. So we're really running out of options here for old Alabama.
You know,
after that game last year, maybe Alabama, Oklahoma could be a nice little building.
I got to be honest with you. That's a game that I would love to see more. And I'm not just talking, this isn't a one-off. We're just talking two historic blue chip programs that may decide playoff spots, SEC championships in the future. Give me Oklahoma, Alabama. I just believe that at the end of the day, when we talk about potential greatest rivalries, that one will be toward the top of the list, leaps and bounds as they continue to play year after year.
Yeah, I mean, you've said it before. Oklahoma's down. That's being Captain Obvious over here. Oklahoma's down right now.
Yes.
But they're not going to be down for long.
Mm-mm.
And if they hire the right coach, and hell, who knows? Maybe Brett Venables is the right coach, and they just nailed this offensive coordinator hire. They nailed the quarterback. It could flip quickly.
Yeah.
I believe it still could. Am I a believer in Brett Venables? Not really. But I wouldn't believe. I thought Billy Napier was like the biggest joke in the conference. He just won 8 games. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it can turn around quickly. So, but if he's not the right guy, I got confidence that they'll make a solid hire and they'll be back. And hell, if he's not, they just whooped Alabama's ass anyway. So,
yeah,
I'm right there with you. I mean, two of the arguably top, I don't even think it's arguably, top 5, top 10 programs of all time. Give me that game every year.
Yeah. All right. We just settled it.
That means Alabama's playing Auburn, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, suck it up. No. I know. Obviously, you. Being fair, if you're trying to be fair, you'd give them a Kentucky, you'd give them a Vanderbilt, which now they're off the list. Oklahoma is almost not fair, but we are building this list. This is our list. And like you told me earlier, which if you're handing out tickets, and I hate that we keep using Kentucky as an example, but give me Oklahoma, Bama 10 years from now. What is that game going to look like? So, not only are they fighting again on the recruiting trail, but this could be an absolute fun matchup.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to piece this all together. I feel like I'm missing one because for Kentucky, we got Vanderbilt, we got Ole Miss, and I don't have a third.
Who else doesn't have a third?
It looks like everybody's got one. Unless I've messed up.
Kentucky plays theirself. Is it Georgia? Is Georgia got three?
Georgia's got Florida, Auburn, and South Carolina.
Oh yeah. Is that a bad one? Should we move?
I like it.
I like it too. I like it too. Who does
John says start over.
Start over. Mississippi State. Who's Mississippi State got?
Mississippi State, they have got Ole Miss, LSU, and A&M.
Yeah, we screwed up somewhere. Because Kentucky's the third for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Tennessee. It's not South Carolina. Vanderbilt, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have Kentucky? No, we didn't have Kentucky, Florida. Man, that was a good one. What was Florida? What was Florida's three?
They're saying Kentucky could play Iowa. They play them every year. Florida's got Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from us missing a game, I think we've nailed this damn thing.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. Who wouldn't sign up for that?
So again, real quick, I'm going to run through all these real quick.
Okay, maybe I can find it.
So Alabama, you got Auburn, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Ah, that sounds amazing, doesn't it? Arkansas, you got Mizzou, LSU, and Texas.
Yes.
Auburn, you got Alabama, Georgia, and Vanderbilt. Florida, you got Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina. Georgia's got Florida, Auburn, South Carolina. Kentucky's got Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and a question mark. LSU, you got Ole Miss, Arkansas, Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
Ole Miss got Mississippi State, LSU, and Kentucky. Mississippi State, you got Ole Miss, LSU, and Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. Mizzou, you got Arkansas, Oklahoma, South Carolina. Oklahoma, you got Texas, Missouri, Alabama.
Yeah.
South Carolina, you got Florida, Georgia, and Missouri. Tennessee, you got Alabama, Vanderbilt, Florida. Texas, you got Oklahoma, A&M, and Arkansas. A&M's got Texas, LSU, and Mississippi State. And Vanderbilt, you got Tennessee, Kentucky, and Auburn.
So we gave somebody four. That's I don't know which team it was, but
how about Haywood says Kentucky versus the bye.
Just give them Louisville, you know. That's their rivalry. So if we go to nine, do you drop these games? Like the FSU game, the Clemson game, the Louisville game, do those go away?
Oh wait, all right, shout out. They found it. They're better than us. They're way all better than us, Shane. They said LSU. So we gave them A&M, Arkansas,
and Ole Miss,
and Mississippi State for some reason.
Oh no, it should have been Texas A&M.
So there we go. That fixes it. So Mississippi State and Kentucky. Mississippi State gets Ole Miss, A&M, Kentucky.
Hey, they'll sign up for that.
I think both teams will sign up for that.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Like thank you, Cousins.
Thank you.
Much smarter than we are.
Well, what do you think about the rivalries?
So to answer your question, this is how they should do it. I don't know that they will. I think it's unfair to ask South Carolina, Kentucky, Florida, and who else am I missing? You know, playing these out of conference. I mean, play those games, certainly.
Yeah.
But make the teams that don't have those, like a Tennessee, and Georgia plays Georgia Tech. I mean, I guess that's we're counting that as a rival. We got to keep. I like rivalries. Come on, what are we doing here? If you don't got one of those, I think you're going to be playing the Big Ten. Does that make sense? So that way it's even, and you don't have South Carolina playing the Gauntlet, Clemson. And Ohio, I mean, that's just too much. And I want to keep the rivalries. And hell, the Big Ten's got too many teams anyway. We can't even go one for one because they're so dumb. They got 18 in their league. So yeah. I think they can work it out so that the SEC can play Big Ten annually. But it doesn't have to be one for one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, perfect world. I think this is where we're heading. You got nine SEC teams. I think they're They're proposing one Big Ten. So every year you're going to have a Big Ten. There's 10 games. Now you got two left. I would like to have – I wouldn't mind having like a Big 12 ACC, you know, or something like that. Just,
yeah.
Let's just do it. Let's just create some awesome football games and get rid of this fucking Georgia State and all this bullshit. You know, that's what drives me nuts, because if we're going to spend all this money for these season tickets, let's have some damn football games to go watch.
Hey, Splenda Daddy says, is it possible to play Oklahoma three times?
Oh my God.
Cousin Tuslick, a lot of people agree with him. No Alabama LSU is a crime. A lot of people are liking LSU Alabama. I mean, I'm telling you, Shane, I like that game, but
So if you do that, okay. So let's just say hypothetically we do this.
Mm-hmm.
That means obviously we bump Oklahoma for Bama, right? And then do you go? So you go. I'm just throwing this out. Don't have to change the list right now. But if you go, let's say we bump Oklahoma for Bama. Okay, so now Bama has LSU. Now you got to free up a game for LSU. That means you're getting rid of,
maybe Arkansas.
Arkansas. I don't want to get rid of the Ole Miss game. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
But I could see an Ole Miss Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Or an Arkansas Oklahoma. Maybe we do that. Arkansas. I mean, it is up there. It is the closest one. I'm not a fan of it, but let's do that. Let's do Arkansas, Oklahoma, LSU, Bama. And LSU, buddy, you're just going to have to put your big boy pants on.
So LSU would be in that scenario. Again, they get, Lord. So they'd get Ole Miss, A&M, and Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I try to give them Arkansas, but the cousins have spoken.
I think Alabama fans spoken. So Alabama, I mean, I think you'd be catching a little bit of a break personally. If Nick Saban didn't want to play LSU either. So
yeah,
if you're playing Auburn, Tennessee, LSU, I think that is tougher than playing Auburn, Tennessee, Oklahoma, but I see either way. I mean, I love that game last year. I think, you know, we can get a little crimson rivalry going.
Yeah.
But I kind of lean with them a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Alabama LSU is just such a...
I got caught in the moment.
Such a good game, you know?
I got caught in the moment. Maybe I've been playing a lot of Alabama-Oklahoma football games, and I'm like, hey, this is pretty fun, you know?
Landon says, as a Tiger, that's the only team we hate. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think Alabama LSU's got to be played. Sorry, Oklahoma. And hell, I think if you're Oklahoma, you're saying, well, by God...
Oh, shucks. We don't have to play Bama.
we get Arkansas. I mean, so I think Oklahoma will be happy with that, too.
Yeah. Well, again, every other year you're going to be facing them. So it's going to be awesome regardless. And that's what I think the big one for me, man, is like you said, you go on that rotation. If you are just a fan of one particular team and you follow that team, you will be able to see every stadium within 4 years. And how awesome is that? How awesome would that be? So, I've signed me up.
And keep in mind, when Shane says that, A&M has never hosted Georgia.
Yeah.
Never. And A&M's been in the SEC since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2025. I mean, what the hell are we doing here? So this should have been fixed long ago. And if they don't do it like this or something similar to where they can rotate like this, they are making a huge mistake. You know what?
Yeah. Do you think they relegate two teams in the Big Ten?
Haywood says Shane gets caught in a moment every time at Cracker Barrel.
Well, me and my wife, we're like, you want to split something? Yeah, let's split something. Then I'm like, I don't know. Let me.
Jeez Louise says, imagine the Cracker Barrel rewards points with that schedule. What was the question you asked me? I'm sorry. I got distracted by Cracker Barrel.
I don't know, man. Now I'm hungry again. I was just saying, do you think the Big Ten relegates two teams at some point and evens this thing out?
No, I think if anything, they're probably going to add more. Stupid. But I mean, they have so many that are stupid. Like Maryland should not be in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Rutgers should not be in the Big Ten. I think they're in the Big Ten. I mean, God, I don't think any of the West Coast schools, but yeah, no, I think they're likely to add, and they'll probably try to add schools from the South, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Okay. I just didn't.
Miami, Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina.
It seems like 16 is a really good number. Mm-hmm. It works, and it could work for them too, because then we could start rotating. You know, we could play one of their teams every single year, and I think that would be kind of fun and exciting to watch. I mean, we've got to see a little bit of it the last few years, and it's good watching. So,
hey, quick question from Ghetto Streamlabs. Does Shane go breakfast menu or dinner menu at Cracker Barrel or both?
Great, great question. I don't like to commit. So when I go in, I ask for both menus. And it usually filters down to two or three. You know, here's the thing. I tried these chicken tenders. They came out. I hate trying new stuff. That's why I wear the same type shirts. And this. I'm one of those guys. When I find what I like, I keep going. And I tried their sirloin tips the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad because I felt like I wasted a good meal. You know, Cracker Barrel ain't cheap, so it's a fancy meal for us. And so then we go in yesterday because I was there yesterday, and why wouldn't I be? And I get the chicken tenders. I got the new ones, home style chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like all these sauces now. They got like six sauces to choose from. And fantastic. Fantastic. Mm. They also rolled out onion petals. Not so good. Onion petals are great at certain restaurants, like Bloomin' Onions and things like that. Cracker Barrel have totally whiffed on the onion petals.
Haywood, he says, we need an episode of every SEC coach's order at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that. Yeah. Actually, I'm working on one right now. Top 10 items at Cracker Barrel. So be sure to have those notifications on.
Hey,
my wife wouldn't let me film yesterday. I was like, hey, we could go ahead and knock. And she goes, no, this is a family meal.
Wasted trip right there.
No, that just means we got to go back.
And hey, I forgot to do this in the middle, so apologies. Cornbread Ham, don't forget. I think that's why I got so distracted, Shane. I'm on with this Cornbread Ham. Head on over to cornbreadham.com/SEC for 30% off your full order. Don't forget, most importantly, that SEC at checkout over at Cornbread Ham. It's a family-owned business out of the great state of Kentucky, Shane. They sent us some cornbread over, some of the Sleep CBD gummies. So good. Helped me sleep throughout the night. I sleep like a bear, Shane, thanks to my CBD sleep gummies, courtesy of Cornbread Hemp. And they also got the THC gummies that'll blast you into another planet, brother. Watch this show again after a cornbread. You'll get a totally different list if you catch my drift. So again, cornbreadhemp.com/SEC for 30% off your full order. Shane, anything else before we hop off the line, brother?
No, got some basketball games on, so I'd like to check those out, but look forward to seeing everybody on tomorrow, so have those notifications on. We'll have some more action to talk. Now it's Cracker Barrel talk, brother. I have got to do something. I'm in a bad spot right now.
Well, yeah, we better go, so Shay can take care of business over there, but we appreciate each and every one of you. Appreciate you, buddy. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.